2018. This is Cicero. I'm at the Indie Showcase, and I decided to stop by, and I saw some really, really great art, a really fun and interesting game in the Indie Showcase, and I found out it was run by completely queer POCs. The game was developed by, and I've got one of them here. Here's Emily. She is one of the UC Santa Cruz students. Go Fighting Banana Slugs. Emily, let's talk about your game, Meet Me in the Garden.
I would love to. That's why I'm here.
All right. So let's talk about it. What is it all about? How did it come about? And what's the game about?
Okay. Well, the game as a whole is designed to create a stronger relationship with the partner who's playing the game with you.
Okay.
And so through communication and collaboration, you're building a more platonically intimate relationship.
Okay.
And better trust. So the way that came about was the fact that all of us are queer. And
okay.
So we wanted to explore queer gaming as well.
Yes.
And so the class that we made this game for, it was called Designing Speculative Futures. So
okay.
We had to imagine a world where issues such as racism, sexism, all of the
isms.
Horrible isms were
right.
eradicated.
Okay,
so
where is that world? Where can I sign up?
Right.
Meet
here.
Me in the garden.
Meet
me in the garden. That's where it is. Meet me in the garden. All right.
So the game is a representation of this world where those issues don't exist.
Right.
So it's a genderless, fluid, and wholesome universe.
Right.
And
on.
So we try to create that kind of relationship between the players.
Nice, nice. So I see here, I don't know if you can see behind us, but behind us there are two people that are playing the game. There is a fan partition on the monitor. Why is that?
So it is a puzzle game. So the fan serves two purposes. One of them is to make the puzzles a little bit more challenging, but
right.
The greater purpose is to enforce communication between the players.
Nice.
So if they can't see what's going on the other screen, they have to rely on communication to get through each room. And that is the source of where the intimacy comes in.
Nice. Nice. That's great. Now, so you guys have made this game. Is it available? Can people download it?
Yes, it's available on yannieu.hio.
Okay.
And it's a free download, and there's more information about the creative processes of each of us, our backgrounds, trailer, screenshots, everything you need to play and get to know the game a little better.
Right on. Is there anything else that you want people to know about Meet Me in the Garden?
Yes. So one of the, like I said, we were trying to build intimacy between the players. But
right.
The first thing that we did before designing the game at all was we're implementing the world that we wanted to see with each other and everyone else.
Right.
So we started as this small group, five queer POC who just wanted to see the world be nicer to each other.
Right.
So we started implementing that within ourselves, and then our class that we made this for, it was only 15, 20 people in it. And
right.
Then you can, each week you just saw everyone become more and more closer to each other from either playing our game or just seeing the way we interacted with each other. And
nice.
Every day it was just, hi, hug, how are you? Everything that we wanted to see in our world, just you can see it grow with the people around us. And that was really special to us.
Nice. So Meet Me in the Garden is a feel-good simulator. If you want to feel good, you need to check out Meet Me in the Garden. Give them the URL of where they can download it one more time.
yannieu.itch.io. So that's yannieu.itch.io.
All right. So there you go. You got it. Thank you very much for your time, Emily.
Thank you.
This is Cicero from Bricago at E3, the Indie Showcase. We'll have a lot more coming up soon. We'll say peace.